You know, I want you to think this morning. Have you ever tried to do something? There was something that needed to be done, so you went ahead and did it. But when you got done doing it, you realized, you know what? I didn't do that exactly right. It was a good thing. It was something that needed to be done, but there's just something not right at the end of it. I don't know if any of you have ever had a shower head that was leaking. You know, just drip, drip, drip in your shower, and finally, like, you know, I need to fix that shower head. So you get out your good friend named YouTube, and you ask YouTube, why is this shower leaking? And YouTube just laughs at you because your shower head is leaking. But you do your research on this shower head that's leaking, and you determine from your gifted, brilliant research that it's the cartridge inside of that valve, that one of those seals is just not tight anymore. I need to replace the cartridge inside of that valve. And so you turn off the water, you do everything just right according to what your friend YouTube tells you to do, and you pull out that old cartridge and you look, yeah, that thing's been in there since Noah put it in there all those years ago. It needs a brand new cartridge. So you slide that brand new cartridge in, you put it all together and you tighten it back up, and you turn the water back on and you want to check it, make sure you did your job right. And you pull that handle and you turn it over to the hot water side and you get cold water. And you turn it over to the cold water side and you get hot water. And you realize, well, I got to take everything back apart and pull that cartridge back out and turn it just a little bit, put it back into it. I needed to replace that cartridge, but I just didn't do it right the first time. You ever done that? Have you ever done something like that? Where you were needing to do something and you did it and you realize, you know what? I didn't do that just right. Maybe you were baking a fresh batch of chocolate chip cookies. What better thing is there to bake? What better smell is there in a home than fresh chocolate chip cookies? And you get all the ingredients, you get all your canisters over here, and you take the lids off, and you're like, we're going to get this done. We got it. And so you just start dipping everything. You start getting your scoops and everything, and you pour it in, and you put it in the oven, and you pull it out, and you take a bite out of that fresh chocolate chip cookie, and you spit it out. And you realize there's something not right. And so you go back over, what did I miss? What did I do? And you realize when you took that one cup, aren't you glad you have one, those little plastic cups that are exactly one cup? And when you put that one cup in that one canister, you accidentally didn't put it in the sugar can, but you put it in the salt can. And instead, they look the same, right? But you put a cup of salt inside of those cookies. You know, salt's good in chocolate chip cookies, but not a cup, right? You realized cookies are a good thing to do. It was needed today, but something not right. Have you ever had an experience where you tried to get something done and then realized it's just not something quite right about that? What about in your spiritual life? What about in your life, in your walk with the Lord? You ever tried to do something in your walk with the Lord? You looked at what something that needed to be done, and after you did it, you realized, you know what? I'm not really sure that I did that right. This morning, I want us to think about a topic, and this topic is not going to apply to everybody in this room. But for those it applies to, I want you to think about this topic this morning. For some of you, I want you to go back in your mind and I want you to think about the day that you were baptized. Have you been baptized before? Do you remember that day? I want you to go back in your mind, and I want you to remember the day that you were baptized. Think about every detail you can think about. Think about where you were. Think about when it was, what day it was. You think about who was there, what was going on, what was in your mind as you were being baptized. Can you think back to that occasion? To that great day, that great moment when you made the decision that you needed to be baptized. And as you think back and you look back on that day, I want to ask you this question this morning. When you were baptized, were you baptized in the way that the Bible talks about being baptized? When you go back and you think about, here's my day, here's the day that I was baptized, here's when I was baptized, and you just run through all of that in your head, I want you to think about this question. was I baptized with Bible baptism? Was I baptized in the way that the Bible says to be baptized? And as we think about that question this morning, what I want you to do is I want you to get your Bible out and I want us to investigate some things about baptism. And this morning, I started putting the word you in the title of the lesson this morning, Y-O-U. Started putting the word you in the question as if I was asking you the question. But I changed the title of the lesson this morning to not ask you this question this morning, but I changed the word and I put the word I in the question. And so instead of me asking you the question that's the title of this lesson this morning, the title of this lesson is for you to ask yourself this question. Here's the question. Do I need to be baptized again? For some of you, we might just remove the word again from the screen and allow you to ask yourself the question, do I need to be baptized? But if at some point in your past, if you have been baptized, and think back to that day, think back and ask the question, was I baptized in the way the Bible says to be baptized? Here's the question I want us to consider this morning. Do I need to be baptized again? Somebody hears that question and they think, wait a minute. If I've been baptized, the Bible talks about baptism. If I've been baptized, well, I don't need to be baptized again. Well, that's what I thought when I replaced that cartridge inside of that shower valve all those years ago. Well, I've replaced it. I don't need to do it again until I realize, hang on a second. I didn't do that quite right. And it needed to be done right. Is it possible that I could do something that is a right thing to do, like being baptized? Is it possible that I could do something that's the right thing to do, but maybe I wasn't right when I did it? I'm not wanting to offend anybody this morning. I'm not wanting to make anybody upset. I'm just wanting to open the Bible and just let the Bible answer this question today. The Bible is our authority. David is not the authority. The preacher is not the authority. The preacher doesn't have any authority. Preacher's a nobody. Preacher is somebody that's just supposed to stand up and open God's Word and let you look at God's Word and make the application. So here's our authority today. And we're going to look into our authority and just answer some questions. And as we think about this question, do I need to be baptized again? I want us to answer it by asking some questions. And so we're going to put some questions on the screen here. And as you go, they're going to be yes and no questions, right? I mean, the easiest questions of all to answer, yes or no. There's going to be yes or no answers. And as we go through these questions, again, I'm not going to ask you the questions. You've got to ask yourself these questions. And as you ask yourself these questions, ask yourself, do I answer these questions? No. If I answer these questions that we're going to put on the screen, if I answer them by saying no, then go back up to the top of the screen. I need to be baptized again. Now, just because I might answer one of these questions yes, does not mean that I've got it just right. I may need to investigate a little bit more. But if I've got a no answer to these questions, I need to look at what I've done. I need to look at myself. I need to look at what the Bible says. And I need to be baptized in the way the Bible says to be baptized. Let me ask you some questions. Or let me give you some questions to ask yourself about your baptism. Number one. Was I immersed when I was baptized? Go back and think about when you were baptized. Was I immersed when I was baptized? Somebody says, why does that matter? Because we're coming back to the Bible. Because we're coming back to this authority. And what does this authority tell us about baptism? Matthew chapter 6, the Bible talks about Jesus' baptism, and then he came up out of the water. In Acts chapter 8, there was an Ethiopian who was baptized, and he went down into the water. He was baptized in the water, and he came up out of the water. The imagery that is given for baptism is one of immersion. Romans 6 and verse 4, Colossians 2 and verse 12, the word that is used for baptism in the Bible is the word burial. Talking about baptism being a burial. What is that? That is an immersion. As you go back and think about your baptism, does your baptism line up with Bible baptism? Bible baptism was always an immersion. The word baptism, that's what it means. The imagery that we have and the terminology that is used is always talking about it being an immersion. when you were baptized? Were you immersed? The authority of the Bible teaches that that's what baptism is. And so you need to ask yourself that question. Was I immersed? Question number two. When I was baptized, think back to the time that you were baptized. When I was baptized, did I believe in Jesus before I was baptized? You know, it's very common today for some to be baptized, and then the idea is that later on they will be taught and later on they will believe in Jesus. But do you know that the Bible gives us an order in which those things are to take place? Jesus in Mark chapter 16, verse 16 said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Look at the order that Jesus puts it in. Jesus puts believing to take place before somebody is baptized. And so if I look at it just in the way the Bible orders it, did I believe before I was baptized? In Acts chapter 8, the preacher Philip comes down to Samaria. And there were some people in Acts 8 and verse 12 who believed what Philip was preaching to them. And at the end of verse 12 says, both men and women were baptized. Notice the order. They believed first, and then they were baptized. Same thing in verse 13 when it talks about Simon the sorcerer and the fact that he believed what Philip said, and then he was baptized. In Acts 18 and verse 8 says, many people from Corinth, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Every time we see these things put together, belief and baptism in the Bible, belief always came before Bible baptism. So this morning you need to ask yourself the question, did I believe before I was baptized? Question number three, did I repent? Did I repent of my sins before I was baptized? You know, sometimes I think we are so eager for somebody to be baptized that we forget, we neglect to talk to them about why they need to be baptized. It has something to do with their sins, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And a precursor to being baptized is the decision. That's what repentance is, the decision that says, I want to stop doing what's wrong and I want to start doing what's right. Repentance is a mental decision to turn away from sin. And the Bible says that is a prerequisite to being baptized. Before I can be baptized, I need to repent from my sins. I need to make that decision. And so in Acts 2 and verse 38, the Bible says, repent and let every one of you be baptized. Before somebody can be baptized, they were told to repent. Acts 3 and verse 19, repent and be converted. Another term, a term talking about being baptized. Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Every time we read about it, repentance came before the baptism. In Acts 16 and verse 33, there was a jailer who took Paul and Silas out of the prison. And before he was baptized at the end of verse 33, he first took these prisoners who had been beaten and he washed their stripes. Why did he wash their wounds? An indication, a sign of his repentance. The Bible says that godly sorrow produces repentance. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 10. This jailer was sorrowful for what he had done. It led to repentance, a decision, I'm going to change. And we see evidence of that in washing the wounds. And then the end of the verse says, he was baptized. Go back and think about your baptism. Ask yourself, was I immersed? If you answer no to that, that's different than what Bible baptism was. You ask yourself the question, did I believe before I was baptized? You ask yourself the question, did I repent before I was baptized? Number four, when you think about your baptism, ask yourself, did I get baptized right away? Did I get baptized right then? When I learned about what God wanted me to do, and when I learned about the place that baptism has in the plan of God, did I get baptized right away, or did I delay it? Did I wait? Now, delaying doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't Bible baptism that you eventually had. But those people that we read about in the Bible, when they were baptized, they got baptized right away. when they realized what they needed to do to be right with God. In Acts chapter 2, Acts 2 and verse 38 is where they were told to repent and be baptized. You drop down to verse 41 and it says, those who gladly received His word, what happened? Those who gladly received His word were baptized. And notice in verse 41 that it says, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. When were they baptized? They didn't even wait for another day. 3,000 individuals were baptized that day. No delay. In Acts chapter 8, that story of the man riding along in a chariot from Ethiopia, when he learned that baptism was necessary in order to be right with God, he saw some water on the side of the road, and he said, look, here's some water. What hinders me from being baptized? Immediately, they stopped, and he was baptized. In Acts chapter 9, in verse 18, you read about Saul of Tarsus. And when Ananias comes in Acts chapter 9 and preaches the gospel to him, the Bible uses the word immediately in Acts chapter 9 and verse 18 for his response. We'll tie Acts 9 and verse 18 in with Acts 22 and verse 16. Same account. Acts 22 and verse 16 is when Ananias the preacher said to Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized. And so Acts 9 and verse 18, tie that back in with 22:16. Why are you waiting? Immediately, the Bible says, Paul arose and he was baptized. Same word immediately is over in Acts 16 verse 33 about that jailer in Philippi, about the jailer who brought them out. But I want you to note in Acts chapter 16, back up in verse 25 is where you have the time marker. Back up in verse 25, it tells us that it was midnight that Paul and Silas were singing and praying in the prison. And at midnight, there was an earthquake. And after midnight, they got the opportunity to preach the gospel to this jailer. And the Bible says in verse 33, and the same hour of the night, the jailer took them out, washed their stripes, and it says immediately he and all of his household were baptized. He did not wait until morning. He did not wait until Sunday. He did not wait until an invitation song to be sung. He knew that he needed to be baptized in the same hour of the night. Immediately, he was going to be baptized. I want you to think back to the day that you were baptized. Was there an urgency for you to be baptized? Was it something you knew that you needed to do right now in order to be right with God? Well, why was it something that you needed to do right now? Go back and ask yourself this question, number five. When I was baptized, was I baptized in order to obtain right then, not sometime after or sometime before? Was I baptized so that right then, upon my baptism, I might obtain the forgiveness of my sins? That's why we ask number four. Because when someone realizes that the baptism of the Bible stands between me and the forgiveness of sins, how long do I want to wait until my sins are forgiven? Am I willing to delay and to keep carrying my sins with me, separating me from God? That's why that Ethiopian riding along in a chariot realized, hang on a second, I've got sin separating me from God, but if I'm baptized into Christ, all of a sudden my sins are gone. Well, I don't want to wait till I get home. I don't want to wait to gather my family together. I don't want to wait to get to a nice, I want to be baptized right now to get my sins gone. That's what the Bible says is the purpose of Bible baptism. And so Jesus in Mark 16:16 says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. I cannot be saved from my sins if I'm not baptized. Acts 2 and verse 38 is where Peter said, repent and let everyone be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Baptism is tied inseparably to our salvation from our sins. Every time these things are together. In Acts 22 and verse 16, when Ananias said to Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized. You know what he said? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. There is a direct connection between someone's immersion in water, having believed and repented of their sins. When they're immersed into water, there's a direct connection to that and having their sins washed away in Acts 22 and verse 16. And that's why Peter would write in 1 Peter chapter 3 that Noah and his family were saved through water. Acts 3 and verse 20, the verse right before the one that's on the screen. Noah and his family were saved through water. And he says in verse 21, there's something like that today. There's something that corresponds to that today, and he says that's baptism. And he specifies in verse 21, baptism does also now save us. Can I argue? Can I say, no, I don't have to be baptized in order to be saved? If I say I don't have to be baptized in order to be saved, I'm saying something different than what the Bible teaches. Bible baptism was for the purpose of obtaining the remission of sins and obtaining it right then. In John 3 and verse 5, Jesus said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, baptized. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I cannot enter the kingdom of God. Does that sound like it's necessary? Does that sound like it's something that I need to do? In Ephesians 5 and verse 26, Paul talking about the church, he says, they've been sanctified and cleansed through the washing of water, through baptism. Through baptism, individuals are sanctified and cleansed by the blood of Christ. In Titus 3 and verse 5, it has the word saved again. In Titus 3 and verse 5, it says, he saved us. How did he save us? He saved us through the washing of regeneration, Paul says in Titus 3 verse 5. That's baptism. Baptism is that moment after having believed and repented of our sins and confessed our faith. It's that moment where God saves us. Not for our own goodness, but for His goodness. So Paul tells the church in Corinth that you used to be sinners. You used to be those who were separated from God, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified. When did they do that? When did that happen? When they were baptized, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. I know that's a lot of verses, but I want you to see how much the Bible says about what the purpose of the baptism that we read about in this book. What is its purpose? Why does somebody need to be baptized? So that right then at that moment, not later, not before, they might receive the forgiveness of sins. Can you think back to your baptism? Is that why you were baptized? Were you baptized so that right then you could be saved from your sins? Number 6 is similar to number 5, but I want to tie it in. I want to tie these two together. And that is, was I baptized because somebody taught me that this was the moment that I was going to be saved from my sins? Somebody says, well, that's the same thing as number 5. Well, sometimes somebody might be taught one thing, but they say, well, I did something different. I did it for a different reason. It is a very common teaching today in the religious world. It is very prevalent in the religious world today for teachers, for preachers, for church leaders to teach that someone is saved and then they need to be baptized later on. But that's not the order that God puts them in. So if I have been told by someone, well, if you do this, you are saved by God and then you can be baptized later. Jesus says, I've got to be baptized in order to be saved, Mark 16, 16. So if I'm doing something based upon if I'm being baptized because somebody has told me that I'm saved and now I'm being baptized, well, why am I being baptized? Why? If I'm being baptized because somebody has told me that I'm already saved and now I'm baptized, I'm not being baptized in order that I might be saved at that moment. I'm being baptized because I believe I'm already saved because that's what this individual has been teaching me. I need to investigate everything that somebody tells me next to this book. And I need to make sure that what I do matches up with what this book tells me to do. Number 7, was I baptized in order that God might put me into His church? Was I baptized in order that I might come out of the world and become a part of the family of God? Not before, but right then. Was I baptized so that I might become a part of God's children, a part of God's saved family? Was I baptized so that I could get into God's church, His kingdom? You know, that's what the Bible teaches about baptism. In Acts 2, Bible says those that gladly received His word were baptized. That day there were added to them. Added to who? Well, verse 47 will tell you. The Lord took those who were being saved and He kept adding those who were being saved every day. He added them to His church. There's no way into God's church. There's no way into Christ's church other than through this plan that God has laid out. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. Paul says, we've all been baptized by one Spirit into one body. The only way into that one body, the only way into that church is through baptism. Jesus had taught that back in John chapter 3. When Jesus said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom is the church. And Jesus said, you cannot get into God's church. You cannot get into God's kingdom. You cannot get into God's family unless you are baptized in order to get into it. You know, sometimes individuals will learn some things later on. Sometimes, you think about number five here, sometimes an individual might be told that they have been saved and now they need to be baptized, and they're taught this by some individual. You're already saved, now you need to be baptized. But then they do some Bible study, or maybe they get into a Bible discussion with somebody, or maybe they go to church somewhere else and they learn later on. Wait a minute. They learn later on. Wait a minute. Baptism is in order to become saved. But I was taught that I was already saved and then I was baptized. But the Bible says baptism is in order to become saved. And sometimes when they learn this new information that baptism is done in order to become saved, they'll look back at their baptism that they did after they were told they were saved, and they'll say, well, I've already been baptized. And being baptized is done in order to be saved, so I must have been baptized in order to be saved. And yet, at that moment when they were baptized, they believed they were already saved. Is it possible sometimes to learn some new information and then apply it backwards? Oh, that's why I did that. This morning, I want to ask you the question. Or, let me say it this way. I want you to ask yourself the question. Do I need to be baptized again? As you've gone through these seven questions, have you answered no to any of these questions? Was I immersed? Did I believe before I was baptized? Did I repent before I was baptized? Did I get baptized right away? Or did I wait a few weeks for maybe some others to be gathered together so that we could all be baptized at the same time? Why did I get baptized? Was I baptized so that right then I could be saved by the blood of Jesus? Was I baptized because that's what I was taught to do? Was I baptized so that I could get into God's one church? If you answered no to any of these questions, I want you to think about your baptism. Was your baptism really the baptism that we read about in this book? Well, you may have answered yes to some of these questions, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it matches up, and that's why I wanted you to have all of these Bible verses to make these comparisons. But as we try to wrap this lesson up, let me ask you some questions. We're not going to go into detail on these questions, but let me ask you some questions to think about back to your baptism. And these are questions that, do I answer any of these yes? Do I answer any of these questions yes? And if you answer any of these questions yes, again, you need to look at your baptism and say, is that why I was baptized? Is my baptism line up with what the Bible says? Question number one, did I get baptized in order to make somebody happy? Did I get baptized in order to get somebody off of my back? Did I get baptized in order to get somebody to stop bothering me to be baptized? Is that why we need to get baptized? Did I get baptized? Well, there were a lot of other people getting baptized. It was just that time, you know. This person got baptized, this person. And I just felt like, well, if they're getting baptized, well, I need to get baptized too. Is that why I need to be baptized? Because everybody else is doing it kind of thing, right? Is that why I need to be baptized? Because everybody else is doing it? Or because I've made that decision for myself? Look back, think back, consider what was going on around that time when I was baptized. Question number three, did I get baptized as an outward sign of an inward salvation? or an outward sign of an inward grace, or some kind of expression. There's a lot of similar expressions that are used in the religious world to explain what baptism is. And that's where they'll teach you, well, if you have believed, you're already saved. Well, if I'm already saved, then why am I being baptized? And they'll say, well, you need to be baptized as an outward expression of the world, to show the world. You need to be baptized to show the world that you are saved. You're already saved. You're already saved because you believed, is what they'll sell you. And so that's why you need to be baptized, to tell the world that you're saved. Is that why you were baptized? Think about that Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8. Who was he announcing to that he'd been already saved? There's not a single verse. You can read the Bible cover to cover, and I encourage you to do that. There's not a single verse that says that baptism is done as an outward sign of anything. Baptism is done in order that my soul might be cleansed of the sins that I have committed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You think back to your baptism. You ask yourself the question, was I baptized in order to become a part of a denomination? We saw that Bible baptism is something that's done in order that I might become a part of the church that we read about in the Bible. Was I baptized in order to become a part of a denomination that was started by a man or a group of men? Was I baptized, question number five, was I baptized, as sometimes will be said, was I baptized as my first act of obedience after I was saved? I've heard of individuals say, well, if you have believed, you are saved by the, you're already saved. If you believe in Jesus, you're already saved. Now, because you're already saved, the first thing you need to do now that you are saved is you need to be baptized. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says I need to believe and be baptized in order to be saved, not believe and I'm saved and then I get baptized after that. So, was I baptized because I was told this would be the first thing I would do after I was saved? That's just different. It's just, and again, I'm not trying to be unkind or make anybody uncomfortable. That's just different than what this book says. You won't find a single verse in the Bible that says baptism is the first act of obedience after somebody's saved. Question number six, was I baptized merely because somebody told me to do it? And that's similar to number one, perhaps. But sometimes individuals get baptized because, well, the preacher told me to do it. Or this church told me I had to do it. Baptism is a personal decision that you've got to make. Not do it because somebody tells you to do it. You need to be taught that that's the reason that you need to be baptized in order to be saved. But that needs to be your decision. The final question I want to ask you today is, as you think back to your baptism, was I baptized because I had been taught that I was already saved by accepting Jesus? So prevalent today. For individuals to be told, if you'll believe in Jesus and accept Him into your heart, and if you'll say this prayer, you're saved. And we want to baptize you. We'll baptize you a little bit later on, but if you'll just believe in Jesus, accept Him into your heart, and say this prayer, you're saved. You won't find one verse in the Bible that teaches that. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to get us to come back to the authority. This isn't the authority. This man is nothing up here. This is the authority here. And is the baptism that I was baptized with, is it the baptism that this book talks about? The one that Jesus taught, the one that was practiced in the first century? Is that the baptism I was baptized with? Somebody says, you know what? But I've already been baptized. And the Bible says you need to be baptized. I've already been baptized. Why would I be baptized again? Can I get you to turn your Bible to Acts 19 and we're going to finish the lesson. Get your Bible and go to Acts chapter 19. I'm thankful that God put Acts 19 in the Bible. Acts 19 answers a lot of questions. If you read the Bible, it's going to answer a lot of questions. But you go to Acts chapter 19, and if the question today is, well, I've already been baptized, I don't need to be baptized again. Why would I be baptized again? In Acts chapter 19, did you notice in the reading this morning that in Acts 19, Paul came across some men, 12 of them, you learn later in the chapter. He came across 12 men who had already been baptized. And Paul, in his conversation with these men, uncovered the fact that they had not been baptized with the baptism of Jesus. They had not been baptized with the baptism that had been preached for the last 2 decades since the time of Jesus. This is about 20 years after Jesus had ascended into heaven. And so in Acts chapter 19, verse 3, he says, okay, into what then were you baptized? He says, I got to understand. What in the world's going on with your baptism? And they said, we were baptized into John's baptism, verse 3. And that's when Paul realized that's what's wrong. John's baptism was a valid baptism about 20 years earlier. But John's baptism was no longer a valid baptism here in Acts chapter 19. But these 12 men had been baptized all of these years later with a baptism that was not the baptism of the Bible. And so Paul taught them, well, here's why John baptized people. He taught them to be baptized believing on Jesus who would come after them. Well, these 12 men were baptized thinking Jesus had not come yet. Had Jesus come yet? Yeah, 20 years earlier, Jesus died and buried and been raised again, but they didn't know that. So when Paul taught them the gospel, what does verse 5 tell us in Acts 19? The Bible says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They had already been baptized. But when they realized they had done something, but it wasn't quite right, it wasn't the baptism of this book, they said, we need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That cartridge inside of that shower valve, that was close. I mean, I did a good thing, right? It was a good thing to do. Just wasn't right. A cup of sugar, a cup of salt, it's all the same, right? It looks similar. No big deal, right? I made it. I baked the cookies. Everybody will like them. It'll be okay, right? I was baptized already. Were you baptized with the baptism we read about in this book? And if you were not, then follow the example of these men in Acts chapter 19. And decide, I need to be baptized with the baptism of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes our young people are baptized and they grow up and they get older in life and they look back on their baptism when they were younger and they look back and they say, boy, I didn't know very much. You know, I'm not sure that I knew what, you know, and they realize, they come to get older and they realize, I've learned so much more now. I know so much more about baptism than I knew then. And so maybe I need to be baptized again. I want you to think back to your baptism. Did you know what you were doing? Did you know that you had sins that were separating you from God? Did you know that you needed to be baptized in order to get rid of those sins? If you were baptized when you were younger in life, we all learn more. It doesn't mean that our baptism wasn't right to begin with. It just means that we've grown in our faith and our understanding. It may not mean that our baptism when we were younger was not what the Bible teaches. But I would encourage you to ask somebody who was there if you're questioning it. I would encourage you to think back and to think, why was I baptized? But for some of us, we've answered these questions this morning, and we've realized I wasn't baptized with the baptism of this book. And if that's you this morning, we're going to sing a song of encouragement this morning. And maybe today is the day. And I probably shouldn't have used the word maybe, but maybe today is the day that you need to decide, my life isn't where it needs to be. I've looked back on my life, I've looked back even to the day that I was baptized, And the baptism that I engaged in is not the baptism that this book talks about. The Bible says I need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God before I'm baptized. I need to repent of my sins. I need to confess my faith. And then my baptism needs to be an immersion. I need to be baptized when I realize that my sins are separating me from God so that I could obtain the forgiveness of those sins. I need to be baptized so that I can become a part of that church that Jesus established all of those years ago. I need to be baptized so I can be raised to walk in newness of life, living in Christ, living for Christ, and be able to go to heaven. You know, you don't have to be baptized inside of an assembly. We sing a song so that those who are ready can come forward and to do that, because we've got water ready. We've got towels and garments here ready today. But you don't have to be baptized inside of an assembly. That Ethiopian was not. That jailer was not. The moment they realized they needed to be baptized, they did not wait anymore. That moment for you may be right now. That moment for you may be this afternoon after you leave the parking lot. You say, hang on a second. I need to do it today. Ananias asked Saul, why are you waiting? That's a good question. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Maybe you want to sit down and talk. Maybe you have questions that you want a better understanding about. Then let's talk. Let's sit down and study. But whatever you do, make sure you're right with the Lord. Make sure your baptism is the one that we read about in the Bible. If we can help you get right with Him, why don't you come right now as together we stand and sing.